Greetings, I'm Jimmy Chapman, here to bring you this podcast that talks about my ambitions to be a better self, going into the topics, thoughts, trials, and victories wrought along the way. February 2020 is here, and if you've been on this blog for any length of time, you know it's goal-setting time. Before we get into the goals themselves, I want to remind you where I'm headed, as well as mention some fresh things that have come to mind to help me get there. My overarching goal at this stage in life is financial independence. You may have heard of it, FI or FIRE, for financial independence, retire early. I have my FI number calculated to a very confident degree, which gets updated every month. I track all of my expenses and all of my income, and I try not to cheat, so I include taxes as well. Towards that goal, I've calculated the most impactful investments I can make to achieve independence. Those things include keeping my day job happy here in Las Vegas, owning property, and monetizing my strongest hobbies, that being writing, designing, my voice. I also can sell my organs, which will give me enough money to... Oh, I'm joking. You are the benefactors, dear listeners, of the first attempted joke in these casts. I'm just kidding about the organs. Unless. Anyway, there are a small set of things that will most likely and most quickly get me to my FI goal. All monthly goals should be serving these things in some capacity. That's what I aim out to do. And that's why I've recently come up with a yes and a no list of things. I'll give a run here in February, see if I can conform to these lists. And they're short, so bear with me. On the yes list, we have 10 items. Chores being the first one, so I can keep functioning personally and in society. What I call to touch, and we'll leave it at that. Keeping in touch with those closest to me. Podcasting, which is the vehicle to get my content out into the wild, out to you, dear listener. Seeking property and other passive or semi-passive investments like stocks. 30-minute workouts, all high intensity. 30-minute daily stretching to improve blood flow and the quality of my probably forever injured shoulder. Doing to sell, that is, monetizing my hobbies. The ninth being keeping my day job happy. And last, but not least in any regard, sleep, which I need to protect at a 10 p.m. bedtime and a 6 to 7 a.m. rising, no matter what. So that's my yes list. The no's are much fewer in number. No to casual hanging out. No to clubbing or late nights. No to gaming, especially if used as an escape. And I can change this one in March when the game Doom Eternal comes out. I probably will because, well, it's Doom Eternal. Go check out that game. No to long workouts. And no to anything and everything else. Discipline is the name of the game for February, and I aim not to let my future self down or break the promises of my current self. So what's demanding of my discipline in February? Four things. Four goals that'll take my time. Number one, housing. Shouldn't be much of a surprise. Talked about it a lot. It's going to be my primary goal, to do something for it every day. Get to see where that leads me. Patience is key here. As though property is of great benefit, it's also of the greatest risk of any financial independence subtask. The second goal is writing. and it is secondary. And though important, it's only going to be available after I've done my due diligence to my daily housing tasks. Getting an ebook, for one, out there ASAP may be in order versus closing out my first novel, Shallow Seas. At the time of this recording, I haven't decided which one is best for me, though I think it's the ebook. I just am not ready to come to terms with myself. I know what I need to do. I'm afraid to do it. Third goal, overtime. I put out a podcast talking about crunch hitting right now for a project at work. As my job is the greatest gift to eventual independence, and the timely success of the project I feel directly impacts my future, I'll be putting in some overtime. Nothing too drastic, as I plan for only 4 hours on the weekend, in addition to scaling up my day-to-day grind by a few hours. And it bears repeating that this is temporary, a bit of momentary pain for a future of joy. And neither do I have a history of contributing more work than I'm compensated for. So this is just a little bit out of the blue. February is going to be a new and strange and not a permanent kind of month. Goal number four is the yes and no lists we talked about earlier. This is a passive goal, where I hold myself to saying yes and to saying no to the right things, the important things. And that's all I'll be doing in February. Of course, I'll be sure to have some fun, as my birthday is coming up after all. But the month is about work. Work, work, work. Please, don't think ill of me for this kick-in-the-pants ethic that I'm spouting. It's how my mind handles the prospect of a different self being alive in the future. I try to take care of that person. Okay, now we're getting a little too deep. You, listener, go forth and conquer that which is in the way of your goals. Even if it tends to be yourself. Talk with you next week. Cheers for now.